The movie many 30-year-olds cite as the biggest of their childhood, Star Wars. For writer Silas House, Star Wars was revelation and inspiration.
It was one of the last fine nights of summer in 1977. I was in the backyard, lying on the grass. I was mesmerized by the night sky, imagining what all might be going on up there. The stars looked different to me. In fact, everything was changed, in sharper focus, suddenly making sense. I had just seen Star Wars, and it had affected my six-year-old self in a way I would not realize for many, many years. Even though I had been taken to church every time the door was cracked, Star Wars taught me, finally, what I needed to know about good and evil. It was easy to see Darth Vader as Satan, Obi-Wan Kenobi as a patient prophet, Luke Skywalker as a blonde messiah in waiting. I felt as if I knew what it was to be a good person or a bad person, possibly the biggest lesson any six-year-old can receive. Most of all, it affected the way I played. What was so wonderful about Star Wars action figures? You could play with them in your room. You could play with them in the creek, in the woods, in the big field up on the ridge. They seemed indestructible. They were easily taken along on car rides and simple to hide in your pants pocket if you were grounded from having any toys that day. I am a novelist now, and people are always asking when I first really decided to become a writer. I usually say when I was 12 and read To Kill a Mockingbird. But now that I think about it, maybe it started that evening after I first saw Star Wars. As I lay there, looking up at the night sky, perhaps something in me clicked. Maybe it was then that I realized what the imagination can create. Maybe I suddenly understood the power of a good story.
Novelist Silas House lives in Lilly, Kentucky. His first book is called Clay's Quilt.